And let's stay with the question of trust with your candidate as well. We read in the Times this morning that she's been misleading, that's the word they use, over claims on her CV.
No, this is a totally bogus article that she was not given the right to reply to. And in case your listeners
haven't seen it... Well, they'll be a bit puzzled, but...
It is trying to... There's a concerted effort to try and rubbish Andrea's stellar career in financial services.
Well, specifically her experience as an investment manager. And what the point they make is that during 10 years at the events, at the investment fund Invesco Perpetual, she did not have any role in managing funds or advising clients, despite the title Senior Investment Officer, etc., etc., etc.
They don't mention her decade at Barclays or anything like that. This is a concerted effort to rubbish a stellar career and imply that she was just making the tea. Well, I would say it is absolutely vital for our party membership and the country. This is the Prime Minister we're picking here, that we put forward the best candidates. And I would say to all my colleagues, on Thursday, if you are voting for a candidate who you do not think is the best person to lead this country,
right,
you're doing something wrong.
Just to be quite clear, did she run an investment fund or did she run a management team?
Yes, she has. She, she's worked a decade at Barclays.
And did she do both those jobs at Barclays? Because I thought that was a different...
She did. She was doing investments. She was running the...
Was she actually running the fund?
She was running a fund. She was also managing the global banking network. We've put her CV out there. And Andrea's stock is high in this area. She first came to prominence by her forensic cross-examination when on the Treasury team. She has huge support, hugely respected by economists, by business people. She has tremendous support in this area. And it is because she is the strongest candidate on the economy, and the stewardship of the economy, particularly over the next few years, is going to be so critical,
the trouble is
that
she's never been in the cabinet,
under fire.
Has she? You know, she